Jesus continues to address a crowd of his disciples. He invites his followers to shower radical love, blessing, forgiveness, generosity, and trust, even on enemies and outsiders. Living in harmony with God's intent brings the reward of overflowing blessing. The Holy Gospel, according to Luke, the sixth chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "But I say to you that, listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also, and from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the crucified, risen, and ascended Lord, Jesus Christ. In 1961, an 18-year-old enlisted in the United States Air Force, starting out first as a medical records technician stationed in Alaska, working his way up to Master Sergeant over the following 20 years. In that time, this airman noticed the beauty of the Alaskan mountains and landscape. And so over time, he picked up a paintbrush and canvas and started to paint the scenery around him. Near the end of his 20-year stint in the Air Force, he started making more profit off of these paintings than he did in military salary and was honorably retired and discharged from the Air Force in 1981. He really took joy in his painting. I'm talking about the TV canvas artist of the 80s and early 90s, Bob Ross, known for such catchphrases as, "Now remember the golden rule, we don't make mistakes with paint, just happy accidents." And you could always find him in most episodes painting happy little trees. Before his death from cancer in 1995, Bob Ross reflected on his military service and how it shaped his career as a TV canvas artist. And what he shared was thought-provoking. He describes himself as a master sergeant, as being the guy who makes you scrub the latrine, the guy who makes you make your bed, the guy who screams at you for being late to work. He was starting to see the personal and interpersonal consequences of what he was doing in his military career. And so when he got out of the military and started painting full time, he vowed to never raise his voice again and to be a gentle presence to all people. And it worked. I certainly remember watching the joy of painting as a kid and feeling that calm human connection. It really wasn't till recently that I learned that he was in the military to begin with. And Bob Ross didn't just connect with his audience, but he also helped his audience connect with one another through paintings. Jesus, in teaching the crowds, has a lot to say in our gospel today about how we treat one another and the consequences that come with it, whether it be good or bad. He's sounding an alarm to an issue that he is finding troubling in Roman society, and frankly, something that may linger even into today. Back in Jesus' day, in Roman society, it was all about power and how one would go about acquiring said power, whether it be through family you were born into, or the person you married, or the amount of land you own, social status in general. The list could go on and on, honestly. Those things all had an effect on how you lived your life. It was a dog-eat-dog type of scenario, and usually you were either really at the top or really at the bottom. The focus was not on faith and definitely not on Jesus. The focus was on getting ahead and following the law to the letter. It was either that or you face dire consequences, including up to death. There was not a lot of room for grace, love, or forgiveness in this system, so Jesus kind of shocks the crowd a little with what he has to say. He says, "Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you." He's basically commanding the people and all of us to do the opposite of what society had expected them to do back then. But he doesn't stop there. Jesus hits us with what we've known as the golden rule: do to others as you would have them do to you. Now let's be clear about this. Jesus is not setting us up to judge who is in, who is out, based on our actions. He's saying to us quite clearly that there are consequences to our earthly actions to begin with. He says, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Jesus is telling us, loving those who already love us, that's the easy part. Jesus is confronting us with why we don't love unconditionally. Because Jesus proclaims that God loves even the most ungrateful and the most wicked and has mercy for all. And that all comes from the promise found in Jesus on the cross. The promise that Jesus died on the cross, rose again, and because of all of our sins, insecurities, gut feelings, hatreds, those are replaced with love, forgiveness, grace, mercy, hope. Does any of this sound familiar? It seems like there is no time anymore to just stop and think about who we are as God's beloved in Jesus Christ and where our true callings are in response to that love. Can you think of a time when you've stopped talking to a friend or family member over jealousy or unresolved issues? Maybe it's a time where you felt you had to cut ties with a workplace that in your eyes thought treated you unfairly. Was there ever a time when you may have let your negative feelings towards someone take over your whole impression and definition of them? In this gospel today, Jesus is attempting to calm our hearts and minds by reminding us that in this sinful world, there is hope and love in God through him. And as a response, a thank you note, if you will, we are called to respond to each other with that same kind of unconditional love, to reconcile the broken relationships, to accept the things we may disagree with, to put jealousy aside and see a person for who they are. And even in the midst of the darkness and the flaws and the preconceived notions, love them anyway. We must all remember that there is no person on this earth, no creature in creation for which God in Christ Jesus, by the power of the Spirit, does not love. Absolutely no one. God loves each and every one of you. And if that wasn't the case, what would have been the point of the cross? What would have been the point of the resurrection, and how would your faith in life play out if we weren't all called to love God and one another? From a rigorous military career to painting happy little trees, Bob Ross's life tells a remarkable story of how the actions we take in life have both good and bad real-world consequences. There is always room to connect and love each other with gentle kindness and grace. The same thing happens with faith. Engaging in the promises of the risen Christ has a powerful effect in reminding us of who we are and whose we are, of guiding us towards the right priorities. And most of all, the promise of Jesus Christ reminds us all that we are on an equal playing field here. Whether you agree with each other or not, you are still called to love one another for who God created us all to be. Because that is the love that we receive from God through Jesus Christ on the cross. And thanks be to God for that. Amen.